بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اسمعوا وأطيعوا وإن استعمل عليكم عبد حبشي كأن رأسه زبيبة رواه البخاري. Yesterday we explained the importance of the people following and obeying the leaders, and they should not follow the leaders in those injunctions which are contrary to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's hadith, a very similar hadith has been mentioned by Anas radiallahu anhu, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isma'u wa ati'u, listen to the Amir and obey the Amir. Even if an Abyssinian slave whose head is like that of a raisin is appointed over you, in other words, in those times, slaves were not the leaders, and in the amongst the Arabs, they were in their country, they had the Amir. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is emphasizing the importance of obedience to a Muslim leader, even though he may be an Abyssinian slave. A person comes all the way from Abyssinia and he's genuine Abyssinian slave with very, very curly hair. Rasulullah is explaining, he's got very curly hair and coiled hair. He's a genuine slave. And if he is appointed the Amir, then too you have to listen and obey to him. So here again, emphasis to the obedience to the leader is now highlighted again in this hadith. And the people are expected now to obey this Amir. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليك السمع والطاعة في عسرك ويسرك ومنشطك ومكرهك وَأَثَرَةٍ عَلَيْكَ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it is incumbent upon you to listen and to obey, whether it is in your times of difficulty or ease, or regarding something that pleases you or displeases you. Sometimes a command is given, but you find it very difficult to bring about. So you are not too happy with that particular command. Of course, it is still within the limits of Sharia. It's not against the teachings of Quran and Hadith, but it's something for you now difficult. It doesn't please you so much. It's not in your favor. Then too, you have to obey and listen to the Amir. So it is compulsory upon you to listen and obey in your times of difficulty and ease, and with regard to what pleases you or displeases you. And even if others are given preference and preferential treatment over you. So preferential treatment here refers to sometimes a person who is in your understanding and your eyes, that person is not worthy of that particular position. So an unjust appointment is given to somebody else and you feel perhaps somebody else was more deserving it. So an unjust appointment is made in positions of leadership. So what happens here, even Rasulullah says, then too you got to accept it, and you have to just make sabr and accept the command of this Amir. Remember, if the people are not going to listen to the Amir, they're not going to obey the Amir, and if they're going to fight the Amir, then this will lead to greater harm than good. There'll be widespread bloodshed, there'll be anarchy, there'll be infighting, there'll be disorder, there'll be chaos, and the Ummah will not be able to exist and function properly. Therefore, Rasulullah ﷺ has emphasized in this whole chapter, the hadiths that have mentioned, the importance of following the Amir. Of course, we mentioned in all those aspects where Allah subhanahu, it is not against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.